Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro call. Today is October 24th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to MotorVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives, or by visiting whatever podcast application you happen to use and subscribing to MotorVitality. That being said, I'm taking off all but the last two or three. I'm still trying to figure out this podcast stuff, you guys. And so I don't know what platform you guys use. One of the ones that I just noticed is when I upload them to YouTube Music, which is always the one that I kind of use, I guess, it also puts it on my YouTube channel, which, because we do one of these every week, buries a lot of the video content that we have up on our YouTube channel as well. And so unless I can figure out a way to separate the podcast from my video YouTube channel, I'm only going to put the last few podcasts up on YouTube Music and then delete the old ones. Everything else should still be on all the other ones, like iHeartRadio or Amazon Music, or I think Spotify. Somebody was telling me that they were having a hard time getting it on Spotify, and I think I fixed it, so I haven't updated that recently. But anyway, the problem is that our IT guy is, he doesn't spend a lot of time trying to get this stuff figured out, because he's also, instructing installer classes and trying to run a distribution facility and all that stuff. So that's me, by the way, the IT guy. So anyway, any feedback you guys have, whatever ones you have, let me know. But if you're looking for the old archived episodes on YouTube Music, that's probably why you will only be able to find the last three or four up there. I'm leaving some of the best ones up when we have some of the guest speakers and stuff like that. But the rest of them, I mean, you can always go to MotorVitality.com. That's where you're going to find, like, literally almost 15 years of these things up there. So anyway, with that, I do want to let you guys know that we still have room available for the last two. So we're going to have to raise our prices for the installer training coming up in 2025. There's so much cost involved to being able to do these things the right way. But if you are still interested in getting into the 2024 pricing, please let me know. We've got two classes available this year still, and I'd love to train your installers, get them in. Please reach out to us or visit MotorVitality.com if you need any information on that. Okay, so with that, let's start the call off the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions you might have? Nobody? Okay. Then let's jump right into our topic. One of the things I love about today's topic is that it came from you guys. So Elaine you're not on by chance, are you, Elaine?
I am.
Elaine Hopson. Oh, you are. There you are. Okay. Hey. So this was something that you asked about or brought up a few weeks ago, and then Scott from Alabama reminded me about it. And so this one is for you guys, which I really appreciate you guys. Coming up with topics for these things, I've mentioned this before, I love doing these calls. It keeps me focused. It's sometimes a little therapeutic for me. It's just kind of fun to get together and have these conversations with people from, different industry, or the same industry, but different manufacturers in different parts of the country. And the fact that you guys put this on your calendar and come here. I mean, shoot, Elaine, you're up at 5:30 in the morning to listen to this on your time. So I it's such a compliment. I really do appreciate it. And so I love doing these things, but sometimes it's a challenge to, to come up with the topics that will be of interest or we do 45 of these a year. And so when you guys have an idea, when you come up with a topic or, hey, let's discuss this, I love that. That's like, yay, I don't have to, to stop for a minute and come up with it. So please continue that. If there's stuff that you guys want to talk about, this call is for all of us. And I just really appreciate it. But today we're going to talk about short timers. And basically, what do we do in those scenarios? I call them short timers. You guys may have a different name for it, but basically it's what do you do in those scenarios where you walk into the house and the customer says, I've only got 20 minutes, or I don't have to see the whole magic show. I already had somebody come out and they already did all that stuff. I don't need to see that. Just tell me the prices and let's move on. So I'm going to open it up. I mean, I have a strategy that I used because, look, that does happen. I mean, there are and legitimately so. Let me set the stage, and then I kind of want to find out how you guys handle them, and then I'll give you an idea of how I handle them. But I think here's what I believe. If you've ever owned a house or you've ever had a salesperson come to your home, I think that there are two things automatically that every single person is wondering, whether, and this is any in-home service, whether it's, landscaping or windows is probably very similar to what we do. When I had a house, we had somebody come out and quote us a price on a swimming pool, an above ground swimming pool. It was very similar. And the two things that we were wondering when we had this person come out, and I think that every customer wonders, what do you guys think they are? What two things do you think every single customer is wondering before you show up to the house? Do you guys think they are?
How long is it going to take?
And how much is it?
Oh
my God, that's it. I think that every single customer is wondering how long is it going to take, and what's it going to cost. And so I really think salespeople have a disconnect between the very normal thought process of customers. It's like sometimes we forget that these people are normal people, that our customers are normal people. And so we start acting differently than we would want to be asked. Because when we have somebody come out through the house, we're wondering the exact same two things. How long is it going to take and how much is it going to cost? That's why we go out there sometimes as salespeople and people go, well, so how much does this thing cost? And you say, I'll get to that in a little bit. Let me test the water and ask you some questions and I'll explain all that. As a trainer writing with people, I've been out on sales calls and I've there's just been hundreds of times that I've ridden with salespeople and watched them. And so maybe it's that I'm able to stand back and watch the reaction and maybe salespeople don't necessarily see it when they're actually doing the presentation themselves, but I can see customers get frustrated. As soon as the salesperson says something like that, let me test the water and go through it and then I'll give you the price later. I can see them getting frustrated because the fact is, if it's above a certain price or out of their budget, they can't afford it. I want to know that ahead of time. If I want to at least have some kind of idea about that. And so I really think that a lot of the times that we're out there, we're forgetting that's what they're wondering. So my opinion is that we need to give that information right up front. Let's get that stuff right. I mean, if we're proud of our product and of our prices, there should be no reason to do that. Okay. I mean, we should put that stuff right out there. So, and that goes with the, if those are the two things that people are wondering, then those are the two things that I'm going to answer right away, because I would rather them have, you know, be thinking instead of how much is it, how much is it, how much is it, the whole time I'm doing my presentation, I'd rather them think, why is it that much? Why is it that much? Why is it that much? Because that gives me an opportunity to explain the value. Now, today we're going to focus on the time, because that's the other thing that they want to know. How long is this going to take? And it could be that they've had other salespeople out to the house and they thought it was going to take 45 minutes and then ended up being that guy that had to go through his whole 2.5-hour magic show presentation. And so they nip that thing right in the bud, right? They're like, or they'll schedule it intentionally. I got to go pick up my kids in 30 minutes. I've only got a little bit of time, you know, because they don't want to sit through the whole rigmarole. I mean, people barely have time, you know, they don't have the energy to sit through a movie, you know, like a really exciting 2-hour movie, you know, that's to sit through a 2-hour presentation that you might think is super exciting. It's, but they think is mildly interesting at best in some cases. They don't have that kind of time, you know? So I like to let them know kind of what the process is going to be right from the beginning. And this goes all the way back to I said I was going to let you guys know how you handle it first. So let's start there. Let me open it up and say, and sort of ask you guys first. And then I'm going to give you some suggestions on how I would handle it on those. So you walk into the house and the customer says, I've only got 30 minutes or 20 minutes sometimes. I mean, short timer, you know. You've got to build it. You've been trained. You got to build the value, right? You've got one of the most expensive systems out there. You've got this script that you've memorized. You've got all these water demonstrations and these tests that you want to do. How do you, you know, the customer says, I've only got 30 minutes and I've got to leave to pick up the kids. You know, I got a game I got to get to. How do you handle it? What do you do? Anybody have any ideas?
Well, you get it. I mean, like that's not a problem. And you got to, like, get to the sink to test the water. And you already know the questions that you got to ask. And you ask the questions while you test the water. And then once you test the water, where it would be more in depth later, you got to have a really good elevator pitch for each of the things that you're testing for. If you can't go through the whole magic show, you've got to be able to give them very good information to be able to get as much information in as short a period as you can.
Okay. Anybody else? What else do you guys think?
I know my guys in the past have asked, is there a better time?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, Paul. And Scott, I agree with you too. I mean, you know, it really depends on the scenario. But I think that's kind of one of the first things to do, right? If they're stressed over having to go pick up the kids or they're leaving or whatever, their mind is watching, half of their attention is focused on the clock. And if I truly want to help them and serve them, I mean, things come up, right? And you say, you know what, if you, does it make sense? I can actually swing back by later after the kids get back home if you want, you know, or is there a better day? Or maybe they don't realize that you work in the evening or that you're willing to work in the evening or on Saturday morning. You know, maybe there's a lot of people who think, like, there are a ton of people out there that think that we only do these things 9 to 5, you know? And by the way, some of that has to start with the, you know, if it was a house lead, it kind of has to start with the person setting the appointment to do a better job on qualifying, you know, or scheduling that appointment. I mean, you know, making sure that they understand. I mean, if the salesperson, if you got salespeople that are constantly complaining to the to the appointment setters, the people answering the phone, oh, you know, I can't believe you set that appointment at 7:30 at night. I'm sorry. Then go get another job. Okay, our jobs are to help the customers. Be willing to go there when the customers need you. You know, you'd be willing to inconvenience yourself a little bit so that you can feed your family and take care of them. I mean, we're in a service industry. Serve. You know, help your customers. And if your salespeople are constantly complaining to your appointment setters, can't believe you set an appointment on Saturday for me. How about thank you? You know, because they're going to complain also when that appointment setter sets it at 5 and they've only got 20 minutes to do the appointment. So be willing to ask them, you know, is there a better time? I mean, we can swing, you know, I can swing by tomorrow or is there, you know, I think that's a great one. Be willing to do that. Yeah, it's a good suggestion. What else? Anybody else?
This is Elaine. So when we set appointments, we set them and then we confirm them.
Yeah.
Just because we have a large territory and there's a lot of mileage I have to pay if they don't get confirmed. So we, the appointment setter will tell them that it takes about 45 minutes depending on how many questions they have. So they know that we set the stage. And just doing the demo, it will take 45 minutes, but they always ask questions. And so, of course, it might take, you know, a little bit longer. That's one thing. And then when we get there, I don't know if they do this because I'm not in the, you know, in the demo with them, but we train them to say when they get there, like, so, you know, how's it going today? Do we have any dinner plans? Anything I need to be aware of? And so we kind of ask that ahead of time just to gauge that.
Yeah, and that's huge too, Elaine. That's so big because it's way more difficult to, you know, when you get 40 minutes into it and say, just so you know, I got to leave in 5 minutes. What? You didn't? I wish I'd have known that 40 minutes ago. I would have, you know, not spent 10 minutes talking about the, you know, the game this weekend, you know, or whatever, you know, the rapport building stuff that salespeople like to do. So yeah, I agree. That's a great idea to ask. In fact, that's one of my first suggestions.
So Kelly, one question.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Jose. So what if you have only like 10 minutes to give the demo or the sale and they want the price?
Yeah, so that's where I was going with that. I'm definitely going to give some because we've all run into that. And I'm gonna tell you how I handled it here in just a second, Jose. So great question. Okay. And hey, how you doing? I love when you pop on. I'm like, hey, Jose's here. First thing I like to do is as Elaine was kind of saying, you know, ask those questions. How long do you have it? Do you have any conflicts? But that comes down to giving them information. You know, taking some of the guesswork out of it. If they're wondering how long is this going to take and, you know, and also how much is it, which we'll talk about another time, you know, how to deal with the price issue. If you have ever taken a basic speech class, in that basic speech class, they teach you your intro, your body, and your close. In the introduction, you tell them what you're going to be doing. In the body, you do what you just Or you, in the speech, you in the introduction, you say what you're going to say. In the body, you say what you just said you were going to say. And in the close, you review what you just said. It's kind of the same way in a presentation in the home. Okay, you in the introduction, you tell them what you're going to be doing. In the body, you do what you just said you were going to do. And in the close, you summarize everything. If you set it up that way, it becomes way easier, and the customer has a roadmap of what's going to happen. So, Jose, I really appreciate the opportunity to spend the time with you tonight. What we're going to do here is I'm going to do a thorough plumbing assessment, take a look at the water where the water comes into the house. I'm going to do a water analysis. After the plumbing assessment, we're going to come back up and do a water analysis. I'm going to ask you some questions during that and during the plumbing assessment and water analysis, and based on your answers and what I see when I do the water test and the plumbing assessment, I'll explain to you how these things work and make a recommendation, then get out of your hair. Does that sound good? Now they have a roadmap. So when it takes me 10 minutes to go down there and do the plumbing assessment and we're done with it, they're like, yay, we're one third of the way through. And it's not that awkward, uncomfortable, okay, what's going to happen next type thing, because then we go up and we do the water test. And then after the water test is done, we're two thirds of the way through. Yay. Okay. So that eliminates people wondering how long it's going to take because they sort of have a roadmap. I mean, it helps with some of that. It's a great way to, you know, if they pop in there and say, well, how long is that going to take? I mean, my follow-up question is always, do you have a time restriction? You know, is there the, you know, it should only take 45 minutes to an hour, but is there a restriction? You know, and I mean, be free, be willing to ask that question, you know, to get it out there. You need that information. Information is power. Okay, but give them the roadmap first. Now, they come back and they go, you know, if you could just skip to that. We've already seen all this stuff. We already had the water test. We had somebody else come out. And, you know, I just need the price. I just need to know how much it is. Okay, first off, there's a ton to unpack in that, and that happens a lot. Okay, I want to know who else they had come out. Okay, that's awesome information. I really, do you mind if I ask who else came out? And if you know your competition, that's going to tell you a ton of information as well. I mean, if you know who your competition is, you're going to know what they told them and what they, you know, what they did or didn't do. But bottom line is they don't want to necessarily sit through that whole big magic scare show thing again. They don't want to see the same thing over again. They just watched that movie yesterday or the day before or whatever. Okay, but I am going to follow up. I'm going to ask them, was there anything in particular that you really liked? Any feature that you really liked? Anything you didn't like? And give them a chance to answer that question. Okay, if they go, I just need to know how much it is, that's where you're going to go, okay, so what we can do here, I need to test the water. I definitely need to take a look at the water, but I'm going to ask you some very direct questions then just to get an idea because we carry a lot of different options, and I don't want to just throw out a price on a piece of equipment that may or may not be what you're looking for. So just in the spirit of expediency, would it be okay if I just ask some very direct questions? And if they are the type of person who's been really annoyed by the runaround that they got from other salespeople, not only in this industry, but in other industries, salespeople always do this. They always brush off, well, how much is it? Well, just wait. Because every trainer out there just about always says you have to build the value before you can give them the price, which is blah, 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 BS in my opinion. Give them the price, man. If you're not afraid of your prices, tell people what it is and then justify the price because I want to know how much it is. I don't care. I was shopping for trucks and, you know, to get a new truck. And I really loved the looks of the Toyotas, man. I wanted the Tundras and everything. And I went and I looked at them and I looked at the prices on them. And I don't care how much value I saw in that truck or how cool it looks or anything else. I can't afford a $100,000 truck right now. It's simply not in my budget. So that's good to know. I'm not going to spend a ton of time really, you know, wanting to be sold on that truck because I just can't afford it. It's not in my budget, you know. So they want to know that. I mean, that's the realistic thing, right? So don't be afraid to give them that information. But I'm going to ask them some very specific questions, okay, because I do carry a lot of stuff. I carry a lot of different types of equipment. So first off, are you looking at both the water that goes on you and the water that goes in you? You know, are you looking at the water, you know, which is, what's the reason I'm out here? And let them tell you, well, both. Okay, that tells me we need to go both. How long are you going to be in the house? This is our long-term house. Okay, so are you looking for something that's going to last that 15 or 20 years or, you know, what is of more interest to you, price or longevity? You know, are you looking, if you're only going to be in a house for 2 or 3 years, maybe you don't need to spend the you know, buy the most expensive system that we carry, you know? This is where you need to narrow down. I mean, realistically, And I'll ask everybody on this phone, on this call, could you determine what to recommend to somebody? I mean, yes, I know we've all been trained and conditioned that we have to do all the, you know, build the whole value stuff. And look, we may not be able to build all the value in our top-of-the-line piece of equipment, okay? But, I mean, you know, not in 20 minutes. But realistically, is there anybody in this call who could not make a recommendation to somebody within 20 minutes? And on every single house that you go in, I mean, how often do you walk into a house where you don't know what you're going to recommend to them within the first 15 or 20 minutes? Is there anybody on the call who really truly believes that? I'm sincere and curious about that. Do we know what we're going to recommend to our customers within the first 15, 20 minutes of our appointment?
Yes.
Anybody disagree?
In most cases, yes.
Yeah, I think we have to get past, we have to get out of our own way. Okay, the reason we don't make that recommendation is because we've all been conditioned that we have to build the value and convince the customer. But if the customer is taking away our ability to build that value, we're not going to get the sale anyway. If we don't cut, I can guarantee you're not going to make the sale if you don't get right down to the point. And so ask the questions, narrow it down, you know, say, look, okay, are you looking at price or quality? Are you looking at the water that goes on you or in you? Are you looking at financing or just paying for it outright or renting? You know what questions to ask. And if they are taking away your ability to build the value, then they're going to cut right to the chase and ask very specific questions. That's what I did. And you know what I found when that happened was my ability to do that and to respect their time. I almost always got the sale on those. I love those. I mean, because you get past all this, you know, normally in sales, there's this game, this dance that you have to do. You know, it's like you work your way, and sometimes that can be fun, but sometimes it's just nice to go in there and say, what do you want to buy? Oh, this? Okay, here, I'll sell it to you. You know, I mean, you're not using those exact words, but it's almost that cut and dry. It's kind of nice sometimes to be able to do that, you know, to just go in and ask those very specific questions. And if the customer doesn't know the answer to the questions, that's when you say, you know what? I mean, Paul, you said in most cases you do know. In those questions that you don't know, that's where you can come back and say, look, I really want to help you. I want to be able to serve you, but I need to do some more thorough tests. Is there a better time where I could come back and do a little more thorough job? Because I don't want to make a recommendation to you that I don't feel 100% confident is going to work. And in that situation, when the customers realize that you're not asking for more time just to give them the magic show sales thing, they're going to schedule the time. They're going to come back out and do it. Because they don't want to buy something that's not going to work either. I mean, in most cases, the reason they're giving you that short period of time is because they've been burned by somebody who came in before you, and not necessarily in this industry, but in other industries. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Anybody agree, disagree?
Well, I, Zealand, I agree with you. So, and again, I'm going to have to start listening to or asking them what they say, but generally we do ask if they've ever had their water tested. And we do that mm-hmm. because, you know, we vendorize through Home Depot and Lowe's, and I'll get somebody through Costco, and then 2 days later they'll come to me through Home Depot, right? So I know they've had their water tested, right? I'm going to have a different guy go out, but we like to ask them, have you ever had your water tested, and what are your concerns? Now, so we try to get that out right away so that we know that they're pretty much just price shopping.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if they are asking for ultimately, if that's what it comes down to, there's a lot of things. Look, we can't just – he or she who asks the most questions makes the sale. So when they, if ultimately what they want to know is how much, if I walk into a car dealership and I say how much does the car cost, what's the guy going to say? Can he answer that question? What's a car cost? I mean, if I walk in there, yeah, right. Do you want a two door? Do you want new used two door, four door, four wheel drive? What kind of features do you want on it? I can't realistically answer that question. And that's the same way we are. If that customer just wants the price, fine, let's give them the price, but we got to narrow down what they want. How much does a water softener cost? $4,000. Oh, I don't want that. Really? I mean, that's the answer you're going to get because it's a stupid answer. I mean, that's the response you're going to get because it's a stupid answer. You can't. How much does a water softener cost? How much does a car cost? How much does a house cost? I mean, you can't, that's just it's a silly question. You've got to have more information. And so if that's what the short timer wants, they're only giving you 2 or 3 minutes, then fine. Skip past all the stuff that we've been conditioned to actually do, you know, all the magic show stuff, and let's get right down to it and ask the relevant questions that we have to ask in order to be able to accurately give them a price. I mean, that's any final thoughts? Final thoughts here before we take off. We're at our time here.
What about giving them a price range and then saying,
sure,
depending on what we need?
Sure. I agree with that. But also, why not say, do you have a budget in mind that you need to stay within? You know, I mean, if they're asking for a price, can't you ask them for a budget? Do you have a number in mind that you need to stay within? Or we can't spend more than $2,000. Okay, I'm going to take them at their word. And can I make a recommendation to them and get them something that's going to work within $2,000? If I can, great. That's what I'm going to recommend to them. If I can't, then I'm going to tell them that too. I'm sorry, we're not a box store. There are systems out there that fit within that, but that's not everything we carry. Even the least expensive system we carry is going to be a top of the line unit. You know, that's, I mean, don't, you know, if that's all their budget is and they're only giving you 10 minutes, you're probably not going to get that sale anyway. So, all right. Wow, I can't believe how fast this half hour went. I hope that answered some questions and give you guys some ideas, and or if nothing else, reiterated that you're doing things correctly. We could spend more time on that too. In fact, I think we're going to kind of hop around this topic the next couple of weeks, not specifically this one, but more on, you know, some of the questions to ask and things like that. So next week, I think we're going to talk about needs. And if you're familiar with Tom Hopkins, then you'll know what this is, because this is straight from How to Master the Art of Selling Anything. But we're going to focus on customer needs, and that's spelled NEADS, as far as Tom Hopkins is concerned. So, all right, we will talk to you guys next week, if not before. Appreciate you guys very much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.